Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Last time we had him on, controversial appearance talking about the name of the football team. Some of that has been muted. No, Chad? Chad Dukes joining us right now on the hotline. Terrific radio guy up there in D.C. Has a quite a big following. He stopped having me on because he just has Kenny Kidd on now. They're like best friends. Is anybody still all worried? Because we know like we're losing the name Indians, at least we assume we are. And there hasn't been a lot of discussion about it. I think people just kind of want to forget that it's happening. What about there in Washington right now?
Yeah, I don't want to say it's like it never happened, but it's like it never happened. It's really weird. Now, the ratings are down. I don't know, like, I don't know how much you guys get into that. I try not to politically talk about a lot of that stuff on my shows because I don't want to. I have a really easy time driving off listeners as it is. I don't need to alienate 51% of the people checking it out. But, you know, as far as people complaining about it or bitching and moaning, everyone just seems kind of locked in on the football team that's still following it. I think the people that were, you know, angry about the Redskins' name, maybe they're not watching the games. I don't hear nearly as much about that now that the games are actually being played. But I think we also talked about that as well. As soon as they started popping pads, that conversation kind of became a little bit different because you weren't just speculating about off-season nonsense. You actually had football to discuss.
So at this point, what do you guys make of Dwayne Haskins? He's somebody who people here in Cleveland certainly know about. He was a hero coming in, saving one of the seasons in a Michigan game, keeping that streak intact for the Buckeye faithful. But it was kind of a rough year last year. There are a lot. I mean, Joe Theismann was ripping the guy. I don't know if people still listen to Joe Theismann up there in D.C., but what is the feeling right now about him?
It's tough. Well, look, it's been underwhelming. There are a lot of the variables that we are discussing with Dwayne Haskins down here are not his fault. I mean, he played, you know, what, 10, 11 games in college and got drafted midway through the first round. He didn't pick where that happened. The coach got blown out. The offensive coordinator got blown out. They were running Adrian Peterson 33 times a game rather than developing him that season. That has nothing to do with him. This offseason, they focused elsewhere. They didn't bring in great wide receivers or tight ends or, you know, you guys got the tight end that I was hoping the Washington would go out and grab. The offensive line is completely in shambles. They took stabs at guys like Sadiq Charles who can't get off the injured list. That, you know, it'd be nice if you had three offensive linemen in front of him and you could wait for him to develop. That's not the case here. Brandon Sheriff is going to be out for a week. I mean, there's stuff here that before we even talk about Dwayne Haskins, we have to acknowledge. That being said, that performance that Joe Burrow put on against your guys in the loss is miles ahead of anything we've seen from Dwayne Haskins. We just saw Kyler Murray in year two, and of course it's a better situation. He's got one of the best wide receivers in the league, but that guy looks like, you know, he's going to go to the Pro Bowl already. And you look at Gardner Minshew and some of the performances he's turned in. He hasn't popped enough. He hasn't shown you those glimpses of the greatness. He's made a couple of nice throws here and there, but he's heavily influenced by Alex Smith. If you look at his numbers, you know, other than the wins, they look a lot like an Alex Smith game rather than, you know, whatever contemporary that you would like for him to aspire to be. So I think most of the fan base is still very much behind him. They still very much appreciate his work ethic this offseason, some of the ways he's gone about carrying himself. But definitely it's a situation where in the next few weeks we need to see more from the quarterback.
So does that give you any hope for Dwayne Haskins, seeing what Joe Burrow did against the Browns defense?
No, no, not at all. Joe Burrow's way.
The Browns defense is not good. It's not good. We're hoping with some guys coming back healthy this week, we're hoping that it'll be better. But we got to score a lot of points if we hope to win games.
I'm surprised you guys are as bullish on them playing this team as you are. I think that this is square in the middle of the matchup. They manhandled the Eagles, who are a bad team, it looks like, on defensively. And then, you know, the Cardinals, I think, are one of the better teams in the NFC right now. And I feel like this is in the middle. I would be concerned, especially if it's going to be Kareem Hunt left, you know, Nick Chubb right, going up against this defense. You're going to need to take the top off, and it just looks like that chemistry that you've been waiting a couple years for between quarterback and receiver, you'd know better than I, hasn't developed yet. I think this is going to be a tighter game than it sounds like you guys do.
I think it's going to be a tight game.
Oh, Kenny's back during the interview. Oh, perfect. I'm sorry, Chad. Go ahead, Kenny. Your turn.
Oh, I think Terry McLaurin, I think Terry McLaurin has been a nice piece for you guys, and I think that, you know, the offensive line has some struggles. I'm actually not as bullish as everybody else is about it, Chad. I think that this is probably going to be a tight game, just like you say, because I need to see more out of the Browns before I say, okay, these are teams that you're supposed to just beat and move on, and that's it.
Yeah, I would agree. The problem with this schedule here, our coach acknowledged this past week, I don't know if this has ever happened to you guys, he acknowledged this past week they kicked a field goal because he was worried about the shutout hurting the players' feelings. I don't remember ever hearing a professional coach say that. And then there was another sequence where he had timeouts at the end of the game. They had built a little bit of momentum against the Cardinals, and they were scoring, and he elected not to call them. And it was because he was worried about his guys getting hurt because Brandon Scherff had gotten hurt. I don't know what that says inside of a locker room. Like, he's looking at this as a 2 or 3 year project, but you've got, you know, Ryan Kerrigan's in this locker room. Morgan Moses is in this locker room. Like, you have veterans in there. I don't know how they view that. I trust Ron Rivera, but he clearly is looking at this season like it's a stepping stone to something better. But these guys are still out there playing physical football and sacrificing their bodies. I don't know how that goes over inside of a locker room.
Well, so wait a minute. We're not doing things in Washington. They're not doing things because we're afraid of people's feelings. Well, this is what you're dealing with here.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what other way to put.
I mean, honestly, Chad, I think we kind of did the same thing here with OBJ last season. So I guess. I guess I shouldn't be that surprised. But boy, that's alarming. That is really alarming.
But at least Odell Beckham Jr. had been one of the best, you know, in the game for many years. Like, maybe you could say he earned that. Like, to come out and say, instead of going for 7, I went for 3 because I was worried that these guys would be upset if they were shut out. I don't know why you say it publicly, to be honest with you. And I can tell you this, if Jake Gruden would have said that here, the press completely covered for Rivera, and maybe they should. Like, you know, maybe he's earned that. But if Gruden would have said that here, or Gruden would have not called his timeouts at the end of the game, it would have been a bonfire on Monday. Everybody losing their mind, trying to burn him in effigy. So, I don't know. Clearly, this is the grace period that we have down here, and that's good. I'm glad Ron's been able to do what he needs to do, but there certainly has been some head-scratchers thus far.
It's a good old-fashioned honeymoon period, I think, at this point. We're experiencing it with Stefanski. If they lose again to Washington, it kind of works that way depending on what you do early on. I mean, Freddie Kitchens started out 2-6, and he had almost a 99.9% approval rating when he was hired, even though it was one of the worst coaching searches in the history of football. But I digress. Chad Duke's joining us on the hotline. So Chase Young, it's someone who obviously, again, people know about here. What do you make of him early on? He's already stuffing the stat sheet defensively.
He's a monster. I think he's tied for the lead in the league in sacks. But it's not just that. It's the hurries. He ran down Kenyon Drake. It was unbelievable. He enveloped him, was the way I described it on my show. I mean, it was just nothing. Kenyon Drake is running the football, and then it's nothing but burgundy and braids and face shield. And he just does things on the field that you're like, oh, right, this is what an all-pro does. This is what a guy that could be a defensive MVP does. We don't get those around here, offensively or defensively, game changers like that. You can really see the impact for guys like Ryan Kerrigan, Montez Sweat. They turn the ball over way more. They turn teams over. They flipped the field on the Cardinals early, and Dwayne Haskins went in there, and, you know, there was a calamity. But they had a chance to, you know, make that game way more competitive because – of the defense. And that's what I would be worried about if I was Cleveland. There's not much on the offense you worry about. I mean, Terry McLaurin got his 100 yards in garbage time. People around here are sweating Antonio Gibson after a 50-yard performance. I don't get that. I think they're trying to will that into existence right now. But this team turns you over. And if you're a team that has trouble securing the football and you find yourselves down 10 points against this Washington defense, that is a place you don't want to be. So if they have a path towards victory, it's to get Baker to cough up the football a couple of times, and I've heard he's done that from time to time.
If this goes differently than what I thought it was going to do, where they do come to Cleveland, the Washington football team comes to Cleveland, and they just get their asses handed to them, do you on Monday afternoon just start talking about Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields? Is that it? Or what do you do?
Well, they screwed around and won a football game. I can't talk about Trevor Lawrence. I mean, I get callers every day that call in and say, well, we'll just tank for Trevor Lawrence.
No, you won't. Chad, I'm sorry. Let me clarify. If Washington comes to Cleveland and gets hammered by Cleveland,
right,
do you then go out and talk about Trevor Lawrence and them? Because then maybe looks like you won that first
one. I think
if
they get demolished, like if they get blown out, if they go to Cleveland and it's 30-3, then everything's on the table as far as what's going to be discussed here. Rivera's safe. You don't got to worry about him or Del Rio or any of his coordinators. But I think the conversation, if Dwayne Haskins looks truly tragic or just looks like he has the past couple of weeks, I think the conversation on him changes immediately. I had people calling for Kyle Allen. Guys, can you imagine Kyle Allen sitting there? I mean, we didn't draft Jordan Love. We didn't draft one of these quarterbacks in the first round. It's a guy that won 4 games for Carolina last year, and I had people calling for him this week. So I think if it's a drubbing, that's where the conversation naturally goes, is about the quarterback. But also, we're under the delusion that defense could be a top-10 defense in this league and steal some games. And if Cleveland goes out there and performs like they did, and you know, Hunt and Chubb have 100 yards, and Austin Hooper's got a couple of touchdowns, because, oh, by the way, we haven't been able to stop a tight end in this town in 25 years.
Sounds familiar.
Then it's like, oh, wow, the defense isn't improved. The offense is still tragic. We're where we always are, and that's a depressing conversation to have.
My God, Kenny, sounds like us for many years.
It's the same franchise.
It really
is. We've done this for
a long time. And ownership questions. And by the way, I don't want to get you in trouble.
Go ahead, Mark.
Haven't they hired nothing but females over the last 2 months to make up for the disaster that is your owner?
Oh, so you really will do the rest of the interview.
How's everybody doing? Okay. How's everybody doing over there?
Okay.
Are the early returns of the new radio team, how are they?
I think what you do is when you get in trouble, you fire all the dudes around you. I think that's just what you have to do. It's the reaction that everybody has now. I haven't listened to the new radio team. I did a lot of radio at D'Angelo Hall. I think he's incredibly talented. I don't know why he took this gig. He was on the NFL Network, and I'm like, maybe that's, you know, national presence. But I know Julie Donaldson. She's very nice. I don't think she has any radio background. Bram Weinstein is on a radio station in town that gets a 0-0 share. I think what they did was they went as safe as they possibly could. There's a guy on my station, guys. I don't know if you've had him on your show. His name's Grant Paulson. He called the arena games. He called the XFL games. He's called everything, and he's infinitely qualified. There's a guy on my station named Pete Medhurst, voice of Navy, infinitely qualified. They didn't want those guys. They wanted people that were in-house, people they could control, people that were safe. And I got to be honest, maybe that's what's best for them right now, because anytime
this
organization makes a move in any direction, it's a huge failure.
Well, Chad, that's the word, because I don't know about Bram Weinstein or anything like that. I'm not trying to take any shots at anybody here, but you just said it. You said safe. Like Grant, I listened to Grant's show. Grant has been very critical of the Washington football team in the past. He's had to be. He's been a reporter, and you look at Paul Allen in Minnesota. Paul Allen hosts an everyday show, and he does the Vikings. Like I don't know. I would probably guess that they would go safe, because I've heard Grant Paulson do play by play, and I thought he was very good, and I thought it would have made complete sense. And I haven't listened to anything of what they're doing now, so I have no opinion on what they're doing now at all. I'm just saying, when you mentioned Grant, I'm like, oh, Grant would be a great fit.
Chad, did I put you in a bad spot?
Did
I put you in a rough spot there?
He doesn't care.
Not at all. Great thing about our station is the team hates us. They have. They've denied us access to training camp. I mean, our relationship's a little better now than it has been, but we've never once been censored. And, guys, we have the benefit. You got to remember, the Redskins owned the other sports talk radio station in town for decades, and that just eroded trust. When there was a message board that lots of people went to, and they were criticizing the Redskins, Dan Snyder bought it. He buys newspapers. He goes around buying things so he can get his message out, and because of that, people are very wary. We've always kind of been the braggarts outside of it, able to say whatever we want. Of course, we get labeled as haters and people that are too negative, but the ratings don't reflect that, so... No, it's not. I have no problem criticizing it. I've been a fan of that organization my entire life. I have no problem calling them what they are.
So, what does everybody think of? And maybe Lyman kind of already alluded to this. What does everybody think of Baker Mayfield out there?
We think he's a douche. He's kind of, I think the problem with him is, and trust and believe, if sponsorship deals came to me and said, we're going to give you a commercial every single minute of every single football game here in the Washington, D.C. area, I'll probably irritate some people, but I'm saying yes, and I'm stacking that cash. The fact that he is underproduced, the perception of him is throws teammates under the bus. He's a me-first type of guy. And then the second they go to break, it's immediately six times out of ten a Baker Mayfield commercial, just without any skin in the game, is incredibly off-putting and annoying. And I think a lot of people don't root for that guy because of that. I think there was a lot of interest when the hype kind of fell flat for you guys last year. They punched out and looked for the next hot chick, whether that's in Tampa Bay or Arizona or wherever it is. So I would say mild distaste is what most people that I run into down here that follow sports have for Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
Anthony? That satisfy you, Ken?
Well, no, I'm not satisfied that the starting quarterback is not thought well of, but I assume that the starting quarterback was not thought well of in other places.
Oh, we smell a topic. Thank you, Chad.
Well, I just ripped him to I ripped him to shreds last week, and Chad basically backed everything up, did he not?
My listeners love that, by the way, because, again, it sounds like, I hate to keep going back to that well, but it's very much kindred spirits when you talk about not only people supporting a team, but having to cover a team that perpetually fails. So then the name change stuff. So the only thing is, you guys, and I don't mean no disrespect, I'm from here, you guys live in a real sports market. Like, people care about sports there. People come for conventions in Washington, D.C. They're here for politics. You know, they're not here for
sports. We had the Republican convention here in 2016, Chad.
That doesn't mean anything.
I know what you're saying.
What I'm talking about, and I don't mean any disrespect here, nobody goes to Cleveland, right? Like, no one's coming there. They don't want to go there. They come here for everything. Everyone from Pennsylvania and New York, everyone moves down here for jobs. They bring all their fans with them.
Hold on. No. You can't talk like that about Cleveland.
Right here on the radio.
You sit there and talk about D.C. You're saying what? A bunch of people go to politics? A bunch of people go for lobbying? So basically the only reason anybody goes to D.C. is to kiss somebody else's ass? Is that what you're telling me?
We have these
as long as we're clear.
Well, we have these things called museums down here. You guys have breweries.
Ah, the $80 spy museum. I love that
James
one, Chad.
James Garfield. It's right over there. It's right over there on the east side. It's a fantastic museum.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I busted.
What the hell,
Chad? Hall of Fame.
What the hell?
I'm drinking that Raleigh Inn next to the Christmas Story House about 35 times. I love that place. Smelled like excrement, but I was pounding Great Lakes beers there for about 4 hours. I had to Uber home. The Uber driver wouldn't come pick me up. I've had great experiences in Cleveland.
Raleigh,
don't take it out on us. All right, Chad, you got an album. Follow Chad Dukes on Twitter. He's a good guy. He's got an album coming tomorrow for Record Store Days. Good dude. Ken and him are like best buddies. They're going to exchange a leather vest someday. It's going to be a great time. Chad, thank you.
Appreciate you, boys. Thank you a lot. Have a good weekend.
You too. Chad Dukes. 106.7 The Fan in D.C. on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Well, he called our, quarterback a douche and then said no one comes here. And best friends.
Break down what he, well, I you notice he couldn't really go back on me with what I said about all the lobbyists and everybody going to D.C. for jobs. Let's not even hear
I've
any of
that. I've just been to that spy museum. That place sucks. I'm sorry. That's the biggest waste of money of all time.
We got to get into what he said
about
Baker.
All the good stuff was hidden.
Because that's
waka waka.
Also, Mike Prefer agrees with you about the special teams. And coming up in the final segment, we might just let you guys program the show next week because we have an argument on our hands about something. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.